Track 5.
Let's just talk about email for a moment. If you're anything like me, you probably wish email had never been invented. I mean, I don't know about you, but on a typical day, I probably waste more time on email than just about anything else. And it's not just spam, is it? When was the last time you received dozens of emails that didn't even directly concern you? Raise your hand if that's happened to you. Right. I think that's something we can all relate to. Email is inescapable. So, what if I was to say to you that email, as we know it, is dead? That email will soon be as obsolete as the fax machine. You'd think I was crazy, right? I mean, there are currently 1.7 billion email users out there. But let me ask you a question. How many of you pay regular visits to sites like Facebook, MySpace, or Twitter? How about texting? Most of you. Interesting. If, like me, you find yourself more and more involved in social networking these days, then you should already know that email is on its way out. But let me share some statistics with you. Did you know that 300 million users spend 8 billion minutes a day just on Facebook? And would it surprise you to learn that students now hardly use email at all, except to contact professors and parents? Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, okay, sure. We know kids are the biggest users of Web 2.0 technology and texting. But you see, that's where you'd be wrong. The fastest growing group of social networkers is actually women over 35. And the biggest markets for SMS are China and India. The Chinese alone send 500 billion text messages a year. And you don't need me to tell you that together, China, India, and women over 35 exercise a tremendous amount of influence.